Well, here we are halfway through term three, in fact, probably a little bit closer to the end of term, and it does get to that time of the year where ZavChat likes to explore our young boys and where they might be going. So our head of Future Pathways, Pauline Vanderpoel, who joined us for an episode last year, is back again to talk 2024, what's happened, what is happening, and a little birdie told me that Gerard might even be catching up with Pauline at some stage today. Welcome, school captain. How are you?
Good, thanks, Mr. Ely. Thank you for having me, as always. And, yeah, you'd be right in saying next period, period one.
So. Fantastic. And welcome, Bill.
In with the guru. So, yeah, that'll be great, Gerard. Yeah, thanks, Shane. And, Pauline, great having you on, of course. It is that time of year, Shane, as you beautifully said, of, you know, we reflect on, you know, the worth of an education and the role that it plays as just a stepping stone into the future. And Pauline, you're an expert in this area. So lovely to sort of unpack things. Maybe just sort of start, whilst Gerard might be catching up period one, there's been little touch points as you've had, you know, over the journey. Maybe just sort of take us back of, you know, where you like, and we've got a wonderful Future Pathways team, you know, where you like to have those first touch points at Xavier. And then how does it flow through over the course of a 6-year journey? And then we'll start to unpack the other end.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Thanks very much for having me again. It's a really important question that you're asking, Mr. Doherty, in terms of the capacity to have a person start thinking about their career journey from a young age. So ideally, a scenario is that we're having touch points in the junior school and really, at the moment, the focus has predominantly been, because we've been a 9 to 12 campus in the past, we've started with the year 9s. But ideally, the scenario is that we're starting a lot younger and we're incorporating things that they're learning in the curriculum and relating that to real life and relating that to possible, you know, decisions that they can make and enhancing their capacity to learn a lot more about themselves, learn about their own self-development, their own skills and things, and build on that and build capacity in terms of what they're learning in the classroom, what they're learning outside of the classroom. I think that's a really important thing in education. It's not just about the academics. It's very much about everything else. You're thinking about 21st century, you know, employability skills. I've got a child of my own who's going through a situation where you're applying for positions after you've finished university, and that capacity to not only have the academics but everything else that you've been doing along the journey is really, really important. Okay. So having conversations at an early age as a parent and as an educator, whether you're in the Future Pathways team or not, is absolutely critical.
So could I just pick up on something that you said in early part of that answer? Would a lot of our boys and our families be surprised how young boys are when they are starting to develop ideas of just what might be ahead?
I think they would be. I think the research is actually saying to us that it's happening around that grade 5, 6
wow.
kind
really?
Of age. Yeah, because, I mean, if you just use a sporting analogy, when they're young and they're watching, you know, the athletes in sport, all they want to do is be a professional sports person because role modelling and exposure to different careers and things at that age is predominantly sport. So they are forming some decisions, but it's about broadening that knowledge that they have and having those conversations. And I'll often say at an information night to parents that a student will only know what's happening in your career, and often you'll come home from work and say, oh, what a day. And so that's a negative connotation that what you do day in, day out might not be an awesome career path for them to follow. But that's not necessarily the case. That's just you airing your, phew, what a
yeah,
day.
No, we've all done that.
But yeah, it does form at a really, really young age. So the more we can expose our students to those kinds of things, the better.
Fantastic.
Well, on that theme of role modelling and, well, sport, but we won't talk about football and Collingwood to you, but...
Ouch.
Beautifully woven in.
He doesn't sure. miss.
And right. I was going to compliment you on your netball skills, but anyway, we'll move on from that.
We can talk about that. But, yeah, so do you think it's... how important do you think it is that, you know, young kids as young as year 5 have those role models in many different career paths, and also, how is it important that we start those conversations early at school as well, do you think?
I think it's really important because I think that, I mean, at the moment, as you know, Jared, we're in a position where Year 12s are applying to various things, whether it be to study next year or a gap placement or an apprenticeship or employment. Everyone's doing that at the moment. It's crazy town. It's term three and it's the time where Year 12s are seriously making decisions about what their transition and what their pathway beyond school it looks like. And it's still a really hard decision for some. What do I do and when do I have to make that ultimately final decision for what's first? And that's what we keep talking about. It's like what's first that you're going to do on your list when you first leave school. So if you can be exposed to things over a longer period of time and you have more of an understanding of what's actually available, what's involved in different things, the better. And that's where we weave in as many things into our school calendar that we can in terms of careers nights and hearing from old Zverians in terms of what they're up to. And we try and weave those kinds of programs into what we're doing. So that our students can make really informed decisions. Because it's a big world out there and we live in a very small part of it.
Sure.
And the more people that we can speak to and more exposure that we can give to our students, the better.
Hey, let's stretch out from that one a little bit more. I do love the phrases and the terms that you use in the Future Pathways team. What's first, I think, is one of those really significant mental markers for boys. Not what's only, it's just what's first. But you were talking about our old Zavs, and we've had a little bit of a theme through the college of, you know, our younger boys learn so much from our older boys, and our older boys are better versions of themselves when they, you know, are leading and guiding our younger boys. And no better example than that, of course, were the college athletics carnival, which was just brilliant.
Yeah, amazing.
But the same is true, and it happens every time when you host a careers evening, etc., or a Future Pathways evening. When our old Zavs come back, and because our year 10, 11, 12 boys are learning so much from them. So maybe talk to us a little bit about our mentoring and the connectivity that our current students have with our old Zavs, because there's a few really interesting things happening in the space.
Yeah, well, we kicked off the year with the Future Pathways evening in conjunction with Loretto, which was an awesome evening. And then we've built on that with, in particular, with our Year 11 students at the moment. So our Year 11 students at the moment have opted into a mentor program, and we've got some incredible old Zverians who have volunteered their time. And again, that goes back to what I said before, that it's, that you know, it's lifelong. What you learn at Xavier is lifelong in terms of continuing to give to others and to help them along their journeys. And so we've got a pool of old Zverians who have volunteered their time, and a group of Year 11 students who have also volunteered their time to connect together. And we're calling that our Year 11 Mentor Program.
It certainly had great feedback last year.
Yeah, so last year was the first time that we introduced it, and so we're rolling with it again this year. And so at the moment, the Year 11s have had an online e-greeting with their mentor, and then we had a group of them go off with one of their mentors, and they're in groups of two or three. There's one group of four students, so it's really intimate kind of conversations. It's not work experience. It's very much about mentoring and how did that person get to where they are? What did they learn as a student at Xavier that they've taken with them into the workforce?
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah, what are they doing in their workplace? How have they got to that at journey? And then what is it that they've learned as a Zverian that they're then giving back into their workplace? And so our students are learning so much from it. I remember last year when we had the finale, kind of the breakfast, where everybody got back together and the students and the mentors had a chance to kind of share one piece of advice and one piece of information or something that they'd really gathered from the experience. And it was just awesome. It was absolutely incredible. So, yeah, the boys are in the first stages of that process in the last week or two.
And we talk often again here of hosting a conversation. And last week when we were reflecting back on Book Week and Trish Tricardo was in and the great Alex Noble, again, when we host a conversation, great things just pop out from that and you open yourself up. And that's exactly what's happening in the mentoring group,
both
with the boys themselves, given that you're in twos and threes.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly right.
And I think it's happening on both sides, because I was talking yesterday to our head of advancement, David King, who's taken up a mentoring role. His son Max is in year 12. He's got a group of year 11s, and I think he's enjoying it as much as they are. I was just so taken, and I was also taken by your comment, this is not work experience.
No.
And I'm betting a lot of people, when they hear this, there's a mentoring program, probably work experience goes into their head, but obviously quite different to that.
No, and mentoring, it is very, very different to that. And the mentors will do it differently to one another. And that's already happened within the first week of the program. So you've got, I'll give you two examples. You've got one mentor who is going to come to Xavier and meet with his group of students and mentor them in that capacity. And you've got another mentor who's had their online e-greeting together, which was a half an hour, this is who I am, what do you want out of this program, students? So they're very much tailoring it to what is it that you want to know and what do you need from me as a mentor? And then he hosted them at his workplace yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
So it's going to be different experiences for different students. But as you're saying, Sidoti, it's very much about a conversation and what do you get? And we do it as professionals, you know, we have unofficial mentors often. I mean, I know in my own career, to have a mentor to bounce things off, to guide me through different things, to really just coach me, not to tell me what to do. And that's very much a careers conversation too. It's a coaching and we talk about sport, and that happens in sport to a certain extent. I think the coach in a sports team tells you a little bit more what to do and where to go and how to position yourself. But in a mentoring role and a coaching in a professional sense, it's a very, very different conversation until you've kind of find your strengths.
Is there a trap for parents? Is there something, as someone's driving to school and they've got this playing in their car, a mum or a dad who wants the best for their boy, are there a couple of little things you'd say to them, oh, don't go that way, or just be a little bit careful? Thoughts?
Yeah, it's really hard as a parent. I can say this as a careers practitioner. my conversation sometimes with the students that I work with might be different to the one I have in my own household. Mm. So it is very difficult as a parent to have these kinds of conversations. But I think as a parent, it's like us. It's more of a listening skill. It's very much a listening skill in terms of hearing the spoken and the unspoken of your child.
Right.
To pick up on the vibe and to navigate whether or not it's the right time to have a conversation or the right time to actually broach particular things. Sometimes it's about getting others on board to support you with that conversation and not necessarily have it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where I think our school and the college and the staff at our college are very, very good at supporting parents in those kinds of conversations. You don't need to have those conversations at home if they're not going to end well.
Mm.
Can I say that, Pauline? That's such a good comment.
I agree.
Who is the best person to be giving the advice or the messaging or the probing or the opening up?
Mm.
And often it's not you as parent.
Mm-hmm.
And so who might I, you know, what conditions do I create to put my son or daughter, as the case might be, into an environment to open that up?
Yeah, there's a careers tool that we use, and we'll say to students often, and we do it during subject selection time, it's like accessing your allies. Yes, you've come into the Pathways team to kind of talk about what could be right, and we're often, now go back and have a conversation with your teachers. Now go and have a conversation with older students in your tutor group. Now go and have a conversation with your parents. So access your broad range of allies to help you to discern and make the right kind of decision for yourself.
It's interesting. I was just reflecting as you're chatting. We had our Year 7 information evening of the curriculum options that are ahead and all the different learning experiences at Xavier. And I challenged the Year 7 students and parents, are you ready to let go?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And, you know, for, you know, let go of their little primary context that they might be coming in from, et cetera, and try new things and experiment out as parents. Are we ready to let go, let them get their own way to school? You know, not be like, are you giving them the life skills and opening up those sort of questions and opportunities that will allow your son to start to thrive, stand on his own two feet, ask the questions, and how do you sort of move around that environment? And I think that lovely notion of the spoken and the unspoken, and just that perceptiveness when it is parents, because our children are our cubs, and we can become very protective, but we can't interfere. And there's that lovely sort of balance between enabling them to be their own thing. But Jared, you're your own thing, and as a person who's about to sort of head out in that world.
Yeah, I'll just add to that a little bit though, in terms of that if students are listening to this, the other thing is that your parents aren't your enemy. Parents are very much coming from the very best place, and they may not always get it right, but you don't always get it right too. And so they've also got to time the conversation as well, and know that the parents are coming from a really, really, really good place.
I just got yesterday through on email some fantastic information from a big independent study that's been done where Xavier's been comfortably ranked the top Catholic boys' school in Victoria. I thought that was just great. And maybe not any surprise to any of us, but it's just leading into my question with Jared that you've actually experienced part of this fantastic Future Pathways program we have. I know it gets a bit more serious today as you talk to Pauline in more detail, but just from the student side, what experiences have you had up to here? And your mates as well, who are probably coming to you occasionally and talking to you about what they're experiencing, what would you say?
I'd firstly just say that how helpful the Future Pathways team always are, and how they sort of give you all the tools you need to be able to explore all the different avenues that you might be able to explore after school. It's always right there for you, readily available, and they're always willing to have a chat. You don't even sometimes have to schedule a meeting. You can just walk in, and if there's someone free, then yeah, a lot of boys I know like to go in and have a chat. So I think how helpful they are is definitely something that I would say is a great strength of the Future Pathways team.
Thanks, Jared.
That's okay.
Would you like to have an open
this
door
conversation
policy?
Next really well, Jared.
Yeah,
no, we kind of know where Jared's going to probably go.
I would just say it's important to have those conversations, and just to pick up on a couple of things you were saying before, Ms. Vanderpoel, and for students and how they should sort of be approaching thinking about their career. We were talking about how you meet boys where they're at in the conversations, and how this holistic development of our students here is something that you definitely prioritise. And you're also talking about our old Zavs, and how I think there was something that came out where we've got one of the best sort of old boys or, old students networks in the world or something like that.
I just correct you and not say one of the.
Yeah.
I'd say the best.
Yeah.
And that's exactly. Unarguable.
Yeah. So I guess, Ms. Vanderpoel, how do you think this reflects sort of the holistic development of students at Xavier, and how what would you say to boys in terms of thinking about their career, getting into the future pathways?
I think the conversations that we've been having recently with the year 12s in particular, and year 11s as well to a certain extent, is the importance of, like students often come in at that senior part of the schooling year and are really predominantly talking about what course they can potentially do. And I think a conversation that we always have is, it's not about the course always. It's about if you're going to do that course because it is of interest to you at the moment, what's your end goal after that has finished? Usually employability. What's going to put you in the best place to be employed? Is it to walk away with just a piece of paper, and throw your cap in the air like the movies? Or is your position wanting to be get as much exposure and experience throughout that course, go off on exchanges, experience the world, broaden your horizons, go and do summer and winter internships? University isn't 5 days a week often, so what else are you doing? At Xavier we really strongly have a focus on Ignatian service. Continue with that. An employer wants to see a well-rounded person, because thousands and thousands of people are walking out with a bachelor degree. That's common. It never used to be common, back in the day when some of us were a bit younger, but it is now. And so what's your X factor? What's setting you apart from the other people who are also trying to gain that first step of employment? We give you a holistic experience at school. And you need to ensure you're giving yourself a holistic experience at university. They've got it on offer, but they don't give it to you like we do. So you have to find it and you have to source it.
So when you talk back in the day, something's come into my mind, I'm winding the clock back 40 years for me, and I wanted to desperately get into the media. And I had a mother who said, no, that's just rubbish. You know, your life will go nowhere. You've got to do law. And so I had this great wrestle.
A tug, yeah.
And I assume that's happening in families right
all
now in 2024. What's the sort of advice you would have given to my very domineering mother way, way back then and to me?
Thank you for the love is the first thing I would have said to your mum,
well,
because
said.
It was coming from a great place. Look, it is a conversation that happens in households all the time. And I think what's wrong with a student making a decision that might be a wrong decision in your eyes, mm-hmm. but it's a learning for them.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that in life? Because they're the ones who have to get up out of bed and attend university, complete the tasks. You're not. So they've got to have an interest and a passion in it first and foremost.
Yeah.
We can't live our lives through our children. We can see they might make mistakes in life, but mistakes are learnings.
And they're the most special learnings of all, aren't they? It's
absolutely.
Where you really grow.
Yeah, most of us have made mistakes where we really have grown and learn a lot about ourselves. Yeah. So,
great answer,
look,
Pauline.
You know.
As we're just coming towards the end, Pauline, I'm conscious that I think this afternoon there's a great element of transitioning occurring. We've got some younger old boys coming back in. Just tell us a little bit about what's happening there.
Yeah, we have. I hope the Year 12 is a surprise for our current Year 12 students, actually. But it's an opportunity for them to hear from Olzavarians who are in their second year of university. Some are actually in their first year because they took a gap year last year and went over to the UK, to Stonyhurst actually, over in the UK and did a gap placement over there and worked in the school. But they're coming back to share their story. We've called it a theme of transition from the college. What did you do? What's your story? What are your learnings? What mistakes have you made? Have you changed direction? What's your advice back to your Year 12 self? The Year 12s are on the home straight now. They're coming, you know, we just had Aths Day. They're literally coming down the home straight. Mm. So what is it that they can give them advice in getting through these last kind of couple of months? So it's really transition from the college and what advice can the old Zav give back to the current
excellent.
Zav. So, yeah.
It does, awesome. Pauline. And I know our boys, they hang off the words of those who have gone before them, particularly, you know, those that they know reasonably well, and Tom and Stefan will be well known to many of them. But I think it's a great element. It's really interesting as we're chatting before, and we're proudly sort of talking about that OLZEB network and just the mentoring opportunities and where you can connect into. I couldn't help thinking, a Xavier education, it's not just 6 years from 7 to 12. You sign up at Xavier and you get 60.
Mm.
You know, you have these rich connections that go well beyond the college, whether you're connecting with people who are a decade ahead of you or two decades ahead of you, whether you're travelling the world, and we had a great reunion in London, and all these different boys, you know, that some of them had just hit town and new opportunities were being opened up to them, and then they landed something, or they just got some further mentoring at that stage off some well-experienced people in the finance sector, whatever that might have been. You know, we've got this great opportunity that at Xavier at 60 years, and you'll be at the Memorial Chapel again for a wedding and for, you know, a christening and a baptism of children, and then right to the end of the journey, there'll be mates around you for life. So maybe, Pauline, you know, last one from you, just anything else on your mind as we're heading to the close, as you say. It's a great period. I do like the fact you talked before about we're not just about what course do I want to go to at Xavier, and it's that holistic sort of sense, and where we open up the questioning and the journey with years to go, not just into Year 12 when the subjects are picked and there's a pretty clear avenue.
Yeah, it's really. I think too, it's really important for the listeners to understand that Xaverian education isn't all about going to university either. I think that's a really important point, that we have a range of students who are really passionate about heading off and getting that apprenticeship. Like, one of the Oldsverians that I asked to come this afternoon can't come because he's actually working. He said, "Miss, I would love to come back." He even offered to do a recording so that we could show it, because he said, "When I was in year 11 and 12, I probably didn't do what I probably could have." So he underperformed, and he knows that now. We all kept saying it to him, but he now can reflect on that himself. And he's doing an apprenticeship, and he said, "I'm working 5 days a week, miss. I can't take some time off. If you give me, you know, some notice and you've got an evening function, I'm happy to come back." And then because that young lad happened to be in my tutor group as well, he was giving me advice for some of the boys in the tutor group. it really is about a pathway from Xavier into absolutely anything that you want. And I'm really proud to say that I work with an amazing team who support students through every step of whatever they think they might want to do when they first transition. And we often say, come back to us as well. You know, so some of the boys that we've seen this year have been students we've worked with in the past couple of years who have swapped and wanting to change courses. And so we're advising them with that too.
Well, I'm happy to say we're really proud of the Future Pathways team. And all the little things, just, it's lovely looking at these conversations open up, Pauline. So thank you, and to the whole team. Jared, it's probably end of session and going around the grounds. There's plenty on at the moment. So over to you, Skipper.
Certainly is, Mr. Doherty. And so it's another very significant week in the college calendar, as this week is the annual Xavier Social Justice Week. Lots going on from a social justice perspective this week. For example, on Monday, we had our annual netball fundraiser match, which Miss Vanderpoel was talking about earlier, at Genizano. Which was great fun and ended in a draw,
quite
controversially.
Very diplomatic.
Yeah, as well as a barbecue to raise money here at lunchtime. On Tuesday, we had our Walk for Compassion. Today, Wednesday, we've got our questionnaire in the EPAC with the Gen Girls. Tomorrow, we've got our tutor group Social Justice Week activities, as well as some very special guests coming in at lunchtime to sing for us. And Friday, to top it all off, we've got Simply Sharing Dinner at 7 p.m. So if you haven't got your tickets to that already, definitely do get in as students, as well as the Rector's Assembly today.
And I can just add to that, Bill, sorry, yesterday at Burke Hall, apparently a magnificent Father's Day Mass completely packed to the rafters.
Correct. And another Father's Day Mass coming up at the senior school on Friday. And Dare to Be Different celebrating on Thursday night.
Correct.
Some wonderful, that's our Xavier Social Justice Network especially. So a big shout out to them and a commendation for all the wonderful work that they have.
And the Wear It Purple Day on Friday as well.
So plenty happening. And look, I think it is appropriate, Gerard and Pauline, that we do say to Bill, well done on the creation of the Big Athletics Carnival last Thursday. It was a seed that you mentioned to me 12 months ago, Bill, and it came to fruition. And it came to fruition with a lot of hard work from a lot of people. But you yourself, as the principal, must have just stood there through the day and just thought, how fantastic is this?
I was thrilled, Shane. Yeah, to have our senior boys tunnel in our Peter 2s.
Yeah, it was
our little preppies so when
big.
They arrived, and the big dinosaur. I think Betty Butler was in the dinosaur.
He was.
And for that stage. But, you know, mascot, it was just fun. And the boys just enjoyed themselves. They got into all sorts of activities. They sat back and admired, you know, athletes who have got some, you know, genuine capacity. But there was something for everyone, which isn't a cliche. And one of the last event of the day was a year 3 to 12 shuttle.
Yes.
And just the atmosphere and the vibe around that was superb. All staff were there, whether in general staff or teaching staff. It was a day for Xavier College.
It really
we
was.
We were really proud, blessed with the weather.
Yep.
It was looking a bit wobbly at one stage, but it was a beautiful morning, beautiful day, and really tipped off what we're about at Xavier.
Sure. And the beginning, hopefully, of a really great tradition. So, Pauline, thank you.
Thank
Always
you very much.
Great chatting. And Gerard and Bill, we're back with a bit of a Burke Hall theme, 7 days hence.